Let me ask you about the house where you grew up. What was that like?
Well, that was one of the old original terms. It was one of the low cabins.
Uh-huh. And how many rooms did it have?
Four.
What were they?
Well, it consisted of the kitchen and bedroom.
Uh-huh. And that's pretty much it, huh?
Yeah.
Do you ever have, like, what company came over? What'd you do with them?
Well, we had, in the bedroom, we had one particular room that was a little bit better for your company.
Uh-huh.
And you didn't think them in the bedroom, so you had such as, what you call your Sunday best.
Uh-huh.
You fix that bed up so it would look like the Sunday best, and you would sit around.
Yeah. What about, you know those great big old houses? You ever have a room in a house where if you have old things that you don't use anymore, where you keep them?
Well, I had that in Gooseman when I was living out at Irving, Virginia. Well, I had an apron as a fair, but it was not mine. It was just one of my members of the church.
Mm-hmm.
And I was occupying that.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the room there where you
put your old thing in?
Yeah.
It was called a storeroom.
What about what you would call a room where if people came to visit you, what would you call it?
I would call the living room.
You ever call that anything else?
Parlor.
Yeah. That's
some people use was the word parlor.
Uh-huh.
You'd be in the parlor, and then ladder on the broken on down to the living room.
Uh-huh.
And then some people use the term there. But the car had a specific for some of the outlays, they would call it a den.
Uh-huh.
You would go in a den, well, then that was kind of a little secret. They used to sit around. Well, mostly in the den, the men would use for their particular company, not to be puppetry. Now, you used to take 5 or 6 men that was close chum friends. When they come there, they wouldn't be with the wives or so forth and on. The wives would maybe be in the living room and the dining room, and the men would be in the den.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, whatever they wanted to do, if it was drinking or if it was just socializing.
Mm-hmm.
What they used to call then the stag party.
Mm-hmm.
A stag get together. You go in the den.
Uh-huh.
Now, the women wanted to go in there, they never had no name for the women. And the women go in the den, it was just the women's secret. That's all that. But they would hear that.
Yeah. How do you heat the place?
Some of it heat by wooden coal, mostly by wood. Some had the iron stove, some had the fire hogs.
Uh-huh.
You cut the wood around 3 or 4 foot long. Some of the fire hogs would consist around 2.5 foot wood.
Mm-hmm.
It was called the happy fire dogs. Some people call them hen iron. So you put that wood up on that.
Mm-hmm.
You make your fire under there, and then that would, that flue, it was called a chimney, would draw the draft and it would burn. So it was heated by the fire hearth or by iron stove.
What do you call that? Sometimes when they have a great big stick of wood with bark on it that they put in the back of the...
Yeah, well, that's called a load.
How do you get one of those things started?
Well, you have what you call a kinman. That's the chips and your scraps and your drying those pieces of wooden chips and that paper, so forth and on. Some people use kerosene oil to start them.
Uh-huh.
Once you get them started and burning, it's continually on to burn.
Yeah. What about after it's all burned down?
Well,
it's
burned down, then we would use the term there overnight. Lots of people would use it to say, well, I bed my fire. They take the ashes and cover those coals up. If they went to there, and then they would open them up in the morning and throw some of the kindling on that, and they would start the fire.
Uh-huh.
So they would use what you call kindling.
Uh-huh.